At a university lecture, I asked the students to guess what provides the biggest motivation for employees. And their answers were money, advancement, promotion, and status. But they missed the most impactful and efficient factor. And until recently, I did as well. You see, when you get a salary increase, the first month, it's wonderful. The second month, you're starting to get used to that new number. And the third month, it's normal. When you receive a bonus the first time, first year, wow, what a great number. But the second year, you expect the same number, same amount. If you're not, you will be disappointed. So it only lasts a short while. But there is one thing that really motivates us permanently and always. And not only does it work with everybody in every culture, but it also provides a surprisingly high ROI. Would you like to know what provides 8% of increased revenue, 26 times more engagement, 3% higher retention, and costs nearly nothing? No, I'm almost going to disappoint you, as it is so simple. Sometimes, indeed, the solution is more straightforward than we think. Let me tell you what it is. Recognition. Is that simple? Yes and no. Appreciating people and telling them works with everyone in every culture. It's a really universal principle. However, there's a few things that are proven to be counterproductive. The first one is criticizing people the whole year and giving them just one compliment at the end of the year. Or secondly, giving them financial reward with that appreciation, and that doesn't work, as people feel like we are buying them. Third, people can detect your intention. If you only do it as a trick to get better business results, as accurate as it can be, the employees will doubt your intention and will not believe your words. Appreciation has to be very precise. We cannot say just good job or it's wonderful to have you around. We need to really spend a specific details and exactly what we see. One time I was leading a volunteer team of around 14 people. And that team was doing a fantastic job. And I organized a dinner to thank them for it. And what I did is to, while we waited for the food to be delivered, is to do a round table and tell for each person in about 1 to 2 minutes each what I really appreciate with that person. So you can imagine 14 people, 1 to 2 minutes. It took me a good 20 minutes or so to do so. Some of them, I didn't know them very well, and I had to dig it a bit. Others, it was more obvious. But I wanted everyone to be valued and everybody to know that they mattered, that I saw the great job they were doing. That day, I saw tears and people deeply moved. It was an effort, but it was well worth it. So in conclusion, I leave you with 5 ways to build a strong recognition culture in your team and your organization. Firstly, be amazed at how people are and discover their abilities, their personality, and their skills. Secondly, tell them as soon as possible how great they are. Don't wait. Thirdly, show your appreciation with a personalized gesture, something very personal to them. And the key here is not the value or the price, but the personal attention. Fourth, show your appreciation of individuals and group publicly. Tell to the larger audience how wonderful you find your team and people. Fifth, ensure that counter message and wrong intention do not contradict your message of recognition. I really encourage you to experience and live that recognition culture, and you will see by yourself how much it brings value and joy, not only to the people that you are recognizing, but to yourself as well. Wishing you great success.